USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting increased funding for law enforcement.
My crime plan to help communities recruit, hire, and train nationwide more than 100,000 additional officers, accountable officers, for community policing.
Speaking in Pennsylvania for the first of three times this week, Biden going against some in his party who are looking to defund the police. Jackson, Mississippi's mayor says his city is constantly under a state of emergency, even before its water crisis.
I have said on multiple occasions that it's not a matter of if our system would fail, but a matter of when our system would fail.
Chokwe Lumumba saying he's grateful for the support from the state's much-needed resources. USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
Reports say former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is dead at the age of 91. Gorbachev was instrumental in taking down the Berlin Wall after some prompting from President Reagan in 1987 in front of the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The eighth and last leader of the Soviet Union was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize in 1990 for bringing the Cold War to a peaceful end. Gorbachev helped take down the long-standing Iron Curtain separating Eastern Communist states and Western non-communist states. More interest rate hikes are likely coming until inflation is under control. That's the message New York Federal Reserve Chairman President John Williams delivered while speaking to the Wall Street Journal. The Fed has been aggressively raising rates for the past few months in order to tame inflation. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Energy prices in Europe continue to break records as a Russian gas company continues to restrict deliveries to a major German pipeline. At a summit on energy in Slovenia, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the consequences to households and companies are not sustainable.
What we see is, yes, an energy crisis, but it's mainly a fossil fuel energy crisis. So we need a green solution against this fossil fuel energy crisis.
As the demand for lithium batteries continues, more factories are being built.
Korean electronics giant LG and Japanese automaker Honda are putting billions into a joint venture in the U.S. to produce batteries for Honda's electric vehicles in the North American market. Construction on the $4.4 billion venture will begin early next year. The site will likely be near either Marysville, Ohio, or Greensburg, Indiana, where Honda has large factories. Mass production of advanced lithium-ion battery cells is expected to happen by the end of 2025. Ford, GM, Toyota, Hyundai, Kia are among several companies that have announced plans for 10 U.S.-based battery plants. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The losing streak continues on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 308 points to close at 31,790. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.